This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
British Columbia's official seniors advocate, Isabel McKenzie, released a report on May 21, 2015, called Seniors Housing in BC, Affordable, Appropriate, Available. Among the 18 recommendations in the report, McKenzie proposes a bold new initiative to help senior homeowners afford to stay at home. She also calls for increases to rent subsidies for seniors, demands a commitment from the province to address a lack of appropriate housing in rural BC, argues for a fundamental redesign of assisted living, and presses for more action on getting seniors into the residential care facilities of their choice.
The report says that seniors in every corner of the province of British Columbia are frustrated and concerned about the availability, appropriateness, and affordability of housing. I spoke with the British Columbia's seniors advocate, Isabel McKenzie, earlier this week.
How did this report come about?
When I first assumed this office about a year ago, I committed to going out and meeting with seniors in the communities in which they live throughout British Columbia. And what I heard from seniors and their family members was a concern on the part of seniors that they were going to have to move at some point in the future, either from the home, the house they lived in at that time, or from the community that they lived in. And that was actually their number one concern. So I took that back, and the team here and I looked at, what are the issues? Sometimes it was about affordability, sometimes it was about availability, sometimes it was about the appropriateness of the housing. And from that came this report, Seniors Housing Available, Appropriate, Affordable, that basically looks at various kinds of housing for seniors and asks those three basic questions. Is it affordable? Is it available? And is it appropriate?
The report says that you heard concerns across the province, literally in every corner of the province. So this isn't just an urban or rural issue. It seems to cross all types and backgrounds of people.
It does. Now, why there is concern is different depending on your circumstances and your community. But the concern around housing is the same. And where the concern differs in terms of what it is about the housing that causes you concern. In urban environments like the Lower Mainland, Greater Victoria, Kelowna, it's very much about the affordability factor. Rents are very high, property values are very high, yet incomes on the part of some seniors are very low. So many seniors are just fine, thank you very much, but there are 26% of our seniors live alone, and the median income is $24,000 a year. So that means that half of seniors are living on less than $24,000 a year. And if you're living alone, and that is, in fact, your household income, that is a significant challenge when you're trying to come up with $1,000 a month rent in Vancouver or pay all your household expenses like your hydro bill and your homeowner insurance. So that's the affordability issue. Out in the rural parts of British Columbia, so now you're getting into, Prince Rupert and Terrace and Fort St. John and Cranbrook and Castlegar and Williams Lake and Quesnel, those areas, their concern is, before you even talk to me about what I can afford, there's nothing for me. So there's no apartments in the town center that are appropriate for seniors to rent. There's no bungalows near the town center for seniors to rent. They are communities that have been built around people coming from the farm or the ranch into town to get their groceries, being able to drive and be. So clearly we need to look at solutions around supply in the rural and remote areas of British Columbia, and the government's going to have to play a role in that because the private sector is not going to go in and build these places without some government support or incentive.
There were some specific concerns about long-term care as well.
Yes, and that addressed the issue of appropriateness. Is this the appropriate place for seniors to be living? It's long-term care or residential care or nursing homes. That's home. That's the housing option for about 27,000 seniors in this province. And it's a very secure and safe environment, but that safety and security comes at a cost of significant independence and autonomy. And so you want to make sure that the seniors who are living in our residential care, long-term care sector, need that level of security and safety, because otherwise it's a fairly uninspiring place to live. And what our research showed was that for some reason in British Columbia, we have a higher percentage of what I call high-functioning seniors. They're either high-functioning physically or they're high-functioning cognitively, living in our residential care facilities than, for example, they do in Alberta, and to a lesser extent than they do in Ontario. And so we've identified up to 15%. I think it's probably less than that. It probably comes in around 8 or 10% of our population living in residential care could live either in assisted living or in the community with enhanced home support. So that's about 2,700 people or 2,700 residential care beds. So we've talked about redesigning our assisted living in British Columbia, which we think when you look at the rules and regulations around it, we've unnecessarily frustrated that system to preclude a number of high-functioning seniors from being able to live in the much more independent environment that is assisted living.
You've recommended a new initiative. It's called a homeowner expense deferred account, and it seems to have captured not only a lot of attention, but the imaginations of people. Tell us more about that.
Well, this is to address those 80% of seniors who are homeowners. 80% of those folks have no mortgage. Good percentage of them, 25 or 30% of them, are going to have low incomes. They're going to be on household incomes of less than $30,000 and personal incomes of less than $24,000. And so they may have this home that's worth $500,000, or if you're in the city of Vancouver, $1 million, and it's just a working man's bungalow that you bought 50 years ago. So you're not a rich person, even though you're sitting on what seems like a lot of money. It doesn't do you any good if that is tied up in your home. What determines your ability to pay your bills every month is your income. And so looking at housing and the costs related to housing, if we were able to have a program that allowed homeowners to defer the expenses related to their housing, so their hydro bill, for example, their homeowner insurance, for example, which can be $1,600, $1,700 a year in some parts of the province where there's earthquakes, if there's a major repair needed, like a $25,000 new roof or a dilapidated deck that falls off the back of the house and it's going to be $30,000 to put up a new one, if we could have a program that would allow seniors to use the equity in their home to pay for that in a sustainable way, it could keep the affordability factor in play for longer. And so the idea would be that you would set up a deferral account with government. Government would pay bills on your behalf, so they would pay the hydro bill directly. They would pay the homeowner insurance policy directly. And with that, the government would then collect back the money when the house was sold. So it's not really a grant from government. It doesn't have to cost government money because they can charge a low interest rate. Government gets its money very, very cheaply. It's not a commercial bank. It doesn't have to make money off of this, but it can be done at a break-even point. And it's going to facilitate seniors living alone or living independently longer.
There is a long list of recommendations in the report. That was one of them. You've touched on one or two of them a bit earlier in this interview. Are there other recommendations that you'd like to bring up that you could describe at this point?
Well, certainly, in addition to the homeowner deferral account, which is going to help homeowners, I've called upon government to increase the SAFER rates. And the SAFER stands for Shelter Aid for Elderly Renters. And it's the rent supplement that the government provides at the moment to people over the age of 60. But in many areas of the province, most particularly those high housing price markets like Greater Vancouver, Victoria, Kelowna, the rents are much higher than what they call the cap on the rent limit they'll subsidize. So if you're in Vancouver and you're a senior on SAFER, receiving the SAFER grant, your average income is about $18,000 a year, and 93% of those people are living alone. And so when you look at it all, at the end of the month, they're short about $220 every month. And so obviously some of the basic needs are not being met in some months. And so I've called upon the province to increase those SAFER subsidy rates to allow those 20% of seniors who are renters and about half of whom are low-income renters to be able to get some more help. Housing is the foundation upon which we build all our other supports for maintaining independence in the community. So all of our programs around home care and home support and grants for senior centers for people to go and have lunch, all of that is important and it's good, but it's all based on an assumption that seniors are living in accommodation that's affordable, appropriate, and it's available. And if we've got it wrong, if we've made some assumptions about the foundation that aren't correct, then we're building our system on a faulty foundation. And so I think it's really important to address this basic of making sure our seniors are housed appropriately, affordably in the province, and that what they need is available to them, and we can build our systems on top of that with greater confidence.
Isabel McKenzie, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
My pleasure. Thank you for your interest.
Isabel McKenzie is the Seniors Advocate for the Province of British Columbia. You can find out more online at seniorsadvocatebc.ca.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.